Hello, welcome back. It's the Fixture Marvel, and I've got Jimmy with me. Jimmy, say hello.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh yeah, we're back again. Right, we're going to have a quick chat over a couple of 5 minutes about the Premier League fixtures in Norwich City. First up, on my birthday, Jimmy, 13th of August, I'll be 29. Some people might not believe that. Wigan away. What do you think?
I think I'll be 49, mate. Wigan, I think Norwich can get a win out of that. Wigan have just survived, and Norwich being promoted. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Norwich can win that away from home, definitely.
We've got the other couple of fixtures in August. We've only got three because it's Premier League season. We've got Stoke at home and Chelsea away. Now, two great first fixtures against, you know, they're established Premier League sides, but they're bottom half sides, aren't they?
Yes, indeed. Stoke at home are impregnable, pretty much, but away, you know, pretty ordinary. I think that they're certainly going to draw out of that, maybe a win. But they're certainly stronger than Wigan, though, definitely. But the 27th,
that's a no-go, isn't it? Be a nice day out.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Exactly. Moving on to September. Right, the fixtures in September are West Bromwich Albion at home, Bolton away, Sunderland at home. Now, I could see that as a nine-point month.
Yes, indeed. West Brom are pretty ordinary, let's face facts, and I think Norwich can win that at home. Bolton are pretty decent, but they're, again, pretty ordinary at the same time.
They're a fading force.
Yes, they are. Yeah. They're going backwards, and I think they can certainly pick up a win at the Reebok. Sunderland, that's more difficult. Sunderland are certainly a much stronger side than they used to be. Used to be going up and down. Now they are pretty established, better than Newcastle. And I think a draw, maybe, at the Stadium of Light would be a good result.
Now, in my opinion, the most difficult month of the season, October, first of the month, Man United away. Then we've got Swansea at home, Liverpool away, Blackburn at home. Do you think this month could make our season, Jimmy?
Yes, it can. I think it'll have a lot of influence on how many points are picked up in the first 2 months out of the 18 points available. If we can pick up 10, I think that'll be a nice starting position. Man United away, haven't got a hope in hell's chance. But Swansea at home is going to be very difficult. I think a draw will be a satisfactory result for both sides. Liverpool on the 22nd, again, haven't got much of a hope there, I don't think. Maybe a draw. Blackburn at home, though, I would expect us to win that. Blackburn are pretty weak.
OK, moving on to November. We've got three fixtures in November. We've got Villa away under the blue nose now, Alex McCreish.
Indeed.
Well, blue nose, obviously, from Rangers as well.
Yeah.
We've got Arsenal at home and the Ars at home. It's a difficult month again.
Yes, Villa really are a complete shambles at the moment. So I can see us picking up a point at minimum at Villa Park. Arsenal at home, I think we would lose to them unless something ridiculous happens. QPR, though, again, that'll be just like the Swansea game. I think a point would be a fair reflection. Simply because we're all three promoted sides, they will be very, very wanting to make sure we don't lose to each other. So therefore, I think a draw against QPR will be fine.
So can I have a quick look at the first half of the most difficult month of the season for every team, December. A lot of games crammed in, six in there. We've got Man City away on the 3rd, Newcastle at home on the 10th, and then the 17th away to Everton. Alan!
Oh, yes.
That will be a 4-0 to us, won't it?
It will indeed, yes, that's guaranteed. Man City away, Easterns. Not a chance. Newcastle at home, I think we can get a win over them. They're pretty feeble. Everton away, I can see.
Everton are shit, aren't they?
Yes, they're very poor. Yeah. I can see at least a point, if not more.
Everton are shit. They've sold their best two players to us in John Ruddy and James Vaughan. And I'd just like to say, Alan, that's 6 points. We'll be back shortly with part two of the fixtures. We'll see you in a bit.